Districts was last week and state swim meet is this week.
Okay.
And so I have an Uber already scheduled, like pre-scheduled for 6:15 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, gracious. That's
Yeah.
really early.
And like that's like Saturday is even earlier. And so
Okay.
and then I'm done. But I
You're
just
done.
have to, yeah, but I have to get through
Dude,
two
are
days
you
of
swimming?
no, I just sit there. I'm a coach, so I just sit there and like write
Oh.
down everyone's splits and tell them how they did. And by tell them how they did, I mean I always say they do well because they usually do.
Have you ever had someone do really bad?
I've had someone not show up for their event.
Like, they just didn't come?
Yeah, like the so what happened? So last this past meet, what happened was, swimming has events, right? Like it's a whole bunch of races in one time. It's not like one big race.
Okay.
So like, you have to highlight all of the people. I have a heat sheet. Hold on.
She said she was. I can text her.
Okay, so you have a heat sheet. It looks like this. It has everyone's like times. Their seed times are the times, and then like their school and their grade and then their name. And you highlight the people that you're involved with so that you make sure you know who they are, like you know
Okay.
which one to watch. I had forgotten to highlight a kid's name on all three of the heat sheets that I highlighted by some miracle. So none of us like knew that he was in that particular event on the heat sheet, but like we had signed it up for it. He knew that he was supposed to be at that event. And so that event came by and I was sitting at our little coach's table that's like right on deck. And I noticed that there's not someone swimming in it was a 50 free. Swimming in the 50 free. And I was like, that's odd. It's the 50 free. Like this heat isn't going to go anywhere, but like you should at least be swimming this. Because if you're in that heat, like you're not gonna go anywhere with state with districts because of how slow it was. Turns out it was our kid, and so I had to be like, Ashan, what was this? Like, what in the world? And he's like, oh, I forgot. And I
He
was
just
like, of course you
forgot.
did. Yeah, and it's very like him to forget. Yes. So, and then he was out for the meet, which caused a whole bunch of complications because your championship meets, like you miss an event and you're done for the rest of the meet. Like, that's you do not miss your events. And also, you shouldn't miss events. It's not that hard. And so there's that. But tomorrow, I am coaching solo. So I usually have like a head coach that's with me, but he has real work and I don't have school tomorrow. So I will be coaching alone. Yeah. We had
Oh.
fun with Kevin last week. I think Faith's mind was just continually being blown, which means that I need to talk more. Because me and Kevin say a lot of the same things at this point in our lives.
Really enjoy that because I was like floored half the time, and I still am. I still am.
I recognize that.
I'm very excited to speak with Kevin again.
I love talking to Kevin. Oh, very fascinating. Sounds like Kevin.
What? Wait, I'm curious what that means. I know that's such a backwards thing, but oh yeah. Oh, I am like very, I don't want to like discredit what they were saying because it was very interesting, but I'm a very easily compelled person. I think you can tell that by most of the reactions to the things that you say. Like you'll be like, we're going to primary groups, and I'll be like, like we do that. So like I don't know, everything can like absolutely like rattle me. I think it's because I take like everything people say like so seriously. And I really enjoy doing that, although it can like stab me in the back sometimes. But it's very fun to just like think of what people say so intimately. But yes, I am actually like that curious and rattled by things people say. And like, I don't think you notice it when like it's you. Like, oh my goodness, like when we were doing the deconstruction, what is it called? Not variety groups. What are they called?
Interest
Interest
groups.
groups. Like half the time I was like jaw on the floor writing my notes. Like I like so I don't know if you like notice it when like you're the one talking, but like yes, like I am very like very a curious person. And it honestly like I feel like it annoys a lot of people that are outside of this kind of space. Because there's like an idea that you can like ask too many questions, like people get annoyed if you like or like elaborate more on that. Like they're like, I don't want to. Oh, I'm always a question girl. I ask so many questions, and I like in school I used to get in trouble for asking questions, which is so backwards. I'm like, isn't that what you're supposed to do at school is like ask, like apparently not. I did not have the right memo there, but
We need to stick to the curriculum, guys. We can't be asking off-topic questions.
no off topic. I'm like, how else are we gonna Yeah, and I swear I learn more from like conversations than I do like a lecture. Like I learn a lot from like lecture like based learning, but I learn so much more when I get to like talk back and like engage in the conversation because I remember it. It's so much more memorable when you talk to someone. Otherwise, I'm just like, oh, that's in my notebook somewhere. Like I can get the knowledge. I just it will come up from my head if it was a conversation.
Faith, I'm not advertising for Reed, but I'm advertising for Reed. All of our classes have this wonderful concept called conference, where the students all sit around in a circle and we talk about whatever readings we did before class. And that is the whole hour and a half.
Ooh.
And it
Okay,
is.
wait. I need to look at where. What is it just called? Reed College?
Yes, it is literally called Reed College.
Is it R-E-R-E?
REED, double E. It's double E. No, there is an REID Reed that is a famous individual, but that is not this Reed. But like literally, so I'm taking a political theory class, and our conference, so the way that class is structured is Tuesday for me is lecture, and then we have conference on Thursday. And we were ended up having like this debate about whether or not the state of nature, which is like this concept in political theory, which is kind of like how humans are without society, basically, whether or not that is an artificial concept or not.
Ooh.
And it was real interesting. And we like the three or four people who were talking and on a roll. And everyone else, like I was just sitting there taking notes, eating it up. Like you guys are saying really smart things. And I kind of know what you're talking about, but not really.
I love that so much. Okay, wait. I'm trying to see because it's in Portland, right?
It is in Portland.
So I'm trying to see because the difficult thing about me in college is I have to have a ballet school in the general vicinity because I do pre-professional ballet, and by then I'll
Yeah.
probably be picked up by a school. So I need to have like some sort of ballet school near, but Portland Ballet is like in Portland, so I'm trying to see how far they are.
No, we are. Yeah, I was like, if you look at Yeah, I was like, if you look up a map of Reed College, we're like in Portland. Like
Also, my cousins live there. Like my cousins who are older than me and have basically like adopted me as their own child. And they're getting married. I'm so excited. Oh my heavens, I cannot wait. They like literally live in Portland and I am so excited. So like I would have family
where do
there.
they live in Portland?
They live like let me I have their address somewhere. They live a little bit outside of like the city.
Okay.
I think Oh, she's not
Okay.
coming? Or she.
That's fine. We'll just hang out. Yeah, we can still record. Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
feel like we can talk the two of us.
Okay, Eli,
Yes.
they are I don't know how to show this to you. That's where they live.
Yeah.
That's Reed College. That is so funny. Oh
I
my
just
goodness.
like fell
Is
in the
Portland
bottom of
that
my
small?
spirit. No. I mean
That's wild.
like no, like there was the whole other side of the river.
They're right next to you.
That is
Oh
like literally like I can take the bus and be there in 30 minutes. Like,
Yeah,
hold
so
on.
that's where I'm like gonna stay for some of the summer because I'm gonna go see them. In the summer, and then I think I'm going to see them for spring break, maybe. So,
Yeah,
Reed College is beautiful, though.
it is one of the most beautiful campuses in the United States,
It's,
and I am not exaggerating.
I honestly like have heard of it once because, like, my friend's brother is like alum or something, like, but like, it's gorgeous.
It is the most slay institution while still being an institution that is not slay, that you can get.
Oh my goodness, the fact that they live right next to the school is that is
Synchronicity.
so funny. That is another stuff.
I just like felt it. I was like, I'm gonna watch them be like literally like four streets over because like it's a very interesting just like place in the city because a lot of people do live around like close to Reed that I know just by chance.
That is Oh my goodness. Okay, what do we want to talk about?
Okay.
Should we
I'm not the biggest fan of community. I feel like the questions are very professional. Yeah, I was like, I don't know how much of a conversation we can have besides like we answered the questions. What if we hit record and just like empty our brains for a second and hit record, and then we'll see where we go from there.
Just like improv.
Yeah. Or keep it. We'll see.
Are you wearing an Anastasia shirt?
Yes, I am.
Yes.
So, this is so it's opening night for my high school. And so kind of as like a me recognizing that my body is stressed during the, like this week, this time of year, extremely hard. And that's still true now, regardless. I'm wearing this shirt to kind of like honor them and all of their hard work. And also because I needed a comfy shirt for the day.
That's so sweet. I'm also very excited for that episode to come out, Scott.
It's also very meta.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay, there we go.
Oh, I almost hit leave meeting. I do that
Oh
all
no,
the
that would have been bad. Okay, I actually have, so I am in college taking a health psych class. I love this health psych class.
time.
One of the things we very regularly talk about and that come up for me is that, let's go to my notes. Like ha just how interconnected all like your brain and your body and then like your society is. Like sometimes so that I like want to question the distinction between like, am I really a solitary self like people think I am? Or am I really just like a product of my environment and kind of like a squishing together of all of them? Like you mix up Play-Doh, and then it turns a weird brown color. And I'm that weird brown ball of Play-Doh.
It's like slightly dried out, like
Yes, slightly dried out. But also, like, once you break the surface, it's still squishy on the inside, strangely enough.
think we can make metaphors for everything using Play-Doh, honestly.
I think that we should prioritize the use of child's toys in upper and higher education more often,
I
personally.
agree.
Like crayons, I was talking to my head coach because I'm an assistant coach, and he was like, yeah, we have crayons in our county department meetings, just to like help people like process visually what's going on. I want crayons.
That is so cool. Like, I've never heard of that before, and I love it.
I know, and I think it's a really good like accessibility thing of like acknowledging that we all learn in different ways and that some of us want to use crayons and some of us only want to use crayons some of the
And
time.
why do people think that's a problem to want to use crayons?
I don't know, particularly because I feel like you can still be very artistic with crayons, like working within the limitations of a crayon and still creating something is very impressive.
It is. It like, what are other like children's toys that we should use in everyday life?
Play-Doh, crayons. Oh, what is the, do you remember the hand thing where it's like a whole bunch of pins and like you would stick it up or like you would stick objects
Oh,
in it?
yes. Yeah, like all the like little like sticks and you like and
Yeah.
there's like, an image that comes through.
I think that that should come back. I don't know why, but I
They're
feel like
so
it's
fun.
necessary. They are like just something
It's
fun
like
to
for
fidget
fun.
with.
I at first thought you were talking about like those sticky hands, and I was trying to think of like logical things you could do with the sticky hands. Like,
I don't know what you could do with the sticky hands. The issue with the sticky hands is they get unsticky too
they
fast.
do get unsticky. When I was a child, I used to wash them and like dry them on a little drying rack, like along with my clothes, and it would give the stick back.
Interesting. Yeah, I guess that would work.
I had a glow in the dark one, and I am horrified of the dark. I don't know why. It's one of the more embarrassing things about myself. Very scared of the dark. And so I used to just hold it in my hand and look at it because I did not have a nightlight because I was too embarrassed to ask for a nightlight. As a child, I was like six and I was like, I can't ask for a nightlight. That's so weird. Like, I was a little self-conscious of my fear of the dark. Are you like, okay. One time we had a little talk. Sticky hands. Yes, those sticky hands.
So for everyone who's not looking at our Zoom screen, Scott has shared his screen of the sticky hands, and it is bringing back so many wonderful memories.
Oh, I loved those sticky hands. I used to get them like from like goodie bags at the dentist office.
And they were very
I am a
amazing.
big sticky hand fan. I will send you and Scott sticky hands.
I would appreciate a sticky hand if only. Well, and then didn't they have, I saw on TikTok like 6 months ago, like the globbles, like
Oh,
same
yes.
concept.
They're so cool.
They
Like
are.
they're like sticky little like spheres that you can throw at the wall. Okay, but as I was saying, one time at a retreat, we were all it was a, like Affirming Youth Ministries retreat. We were all online. It was getting really late, and I asked a question to the group. I'm sure Scott remembers. It was, "What are your sleeping arrangements?" Okay, we had a full hour plus conversation about everyone in the Zoom's sleeping arrangements. And so, Eli, I ask you, what are your sleeping arrangements? So, what I mean by that, and for any listeners, if you'd like to let us know your sleeping arrangements, please do, because these are very interesting things. So, sleeping arrangements. Do you sleep with a pillow? Do you sleep with a blanket? Do you sleep with a comforter? Do you sleep with the lights on? Do you sleep with the lights off? Do you sleep with a nightlight? Do you sleep with a stuffed animal? Like,
Oh, I can give you all of the details of my
oh, I
nightly
would love
bed
the
routine
details. Yes.
because there is a whole process that I have established. I'm at this point in my life.
Okay, there's a process.
There's a
Oh my.
process. Okay, so this starts post dinner. I turn
Ooh.
on my
We
little
start
sunset
early.
alarm. I turn on my heater in my room all the way so that it gets like really warm in my room. And then I'm usually like going out, like outside, hanging out with friends. So then I'm cold. And I come back into my room and it's so warm and toasty. And it's like warm and toasty. And like I'll watch something. And then as I'm getting ready for bed, heater off, window all the way open, all the way. Fan, I am trying to get my room as cold as physically possible,
What?
as fast as possible.
So I do have a question. Does this
Yes.
change based on the temperature outside? Or is this always the same?
So it is, I will say it does not get warm enough here for that not to work.
Really? Okay. So like what about when you're not there?
When I'm not there, it's just closed. Heater's off. During the day, heater's off. I just live in whatever temperature is
Okay.
in naturally in my room.
Got it. So
Yes.
you leave the cozy like warm on only for when you are at college.
Yes. And it
Got it.
is only
Okay.
like bedtime. Like right now,
Okay.
heater is not on at
So
all.
you typically like are like a person who enjoys the cold.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Continue.
Okay. Heater off. I then go in, I have sliding doors for my closet, and it's like really mentally distracting to have my closet, like all my clothes visible. So I close my closet and it's like starting to wind down. And then once it's finally cold enough, shut the door. Shut the window. I now have to lock the window because I had some really bad dreams about people getting into my window. Lock the window. Close the blinds all the way. Lock my front door. Crawl into bed. I have a comforter. I do not typically use the comforter unless it is very cold.
Okay.
I have like a blue blanket that I got from Costco. That on pillows. Sleep. Oh, and I must always have a fan on. I cannot sleep in silence. It does not work. When I
How
go
many
home,
pillows?
I have two pillows, and
Do you sleep with them
I
both?
no, there I typically am like in the middle of them, hands like this.
Ooh. So you're one hand on top of the other, resting on your cheek, kind of sleeper.
Yes. And I toss and turn around, so it's like both sides.
Okay.
Yes. And I make sure I'm also very particular about like how I fold my pillow, like do my pillows. So I do them like a hotel. Like, you know how they like tuck the extra bit of pillow case into the
Ooh,
pillow
okay.
case again? So it like creates a full envelope.
Are you a
I
bed
do that.
maker? Do you make your bed every day?
I make my bed every morning and I love
And
it.
so
It is.
do you like fix your pillows as well? Like do you
Yes,
read
that is
like
part of the process.
fold
It's
them?
like it's
Okay.
refolded, and then like I
Right.
go off and I do my day because I cannot come back to my room and have it be messy. Like,
It's so nice to come home to like a clean room, and especially a room with like a made bed, and you get to like crawl in the coziness of your bed. It's so pleasant. And what you've introduced me to is turning your heat on, like coming in and having that like warm, cozy room. That sounds so pleasant.
It's a nice, particularly because it's usually like 40, 30, 20 degrees outside at night. So I'm like pretty cold because I don't really dress in a lot of layers. Pretty cold. And I come inside and like my hands start to warm up. If it's like super cold, then I can't quite feel my hands. I'll go like warm water under the sink to like really get all the feeling back into my hands quickly. And I warm up. I usually watch a movie, something nostalgic typically.
Oh, nice.
Recently it was The Chronicles of Narnia.
Ooh.
Like at this point we've gone to deep dives. Like we've
Oh
gotten
yeah.
to
You've gone
Cinderella,
deep.
all of this stuff. Like we're whatever, but it's also like whatever fits my fancy at the moment. I'll just open a streaming platform and see what I can find for the night.
Do
And then
you
watch it
have
and go to
like a
bed.
TV or do you watch on your computer or do you?
Oh, okay, so I if you were not to know the whole setup, it would be similar to a TV setup. So I have a second monitor that I
Okay.
treat like a TV.
So my brother has like a monitor that's literally bigger than like our house's TV. Like it's huge. So like I mean our TV is not qu like quite that big, but the monitor's ginormous. So I do have a picture of what you're talking about.
Yes, so then, so like my monitor is currently set up like slanted towards me, and my bed is like directly running parallel to the wall in front of me, behind me. And so I move TV, move monitor to be parallel to bed, edge of bed. An important detail, I live, qu quote unquote, on the foot of my bed. So I sleep on one side. And then the other side is where my t is where like my monitor is facing, and that is where I like watch movies.
So do you sit like straight up in your bed or do you like lean on like a wall?
It depends. Sometimes I'm sitting straight up. If I do, I'll have like a pillow between my elbows and my legs, or I will like prop up my pillows and like lounge on that side of the bed. Like I literally like move all of my bed to the foot of my bed. Just to watch TV or do whatever. And then I move them back to go to bed. And that's like part of it.
So personally, I'm the type of person that cannot go in a bed in outside clothes. So if my clothes went outside of my bedroom, like, I mean, outside of my house, I will not step foot or step up the ladder of my bed. Like, I cannot. So I sit. Thank you. Our lovely producer Scott said that he also agrees with this. And so I also will not sit in my chair because it's a fuzzy chair, and I clean it, but I don't know if I can actually get all like the grime off of it. And so I have a like sheet I put over it, and that I can sit on in outside clothes if I must. So I am like the type of person who I get home and I shower immediately. So like, do you allow outside clothes onto your inside bed? Like,
Yeah, so my bed during the day like functions as a couch,
okay.
basically. So it's like technically day bed style. Just like I live in a small dorm, single dorm room. That's how it works. And what I do, if I'm like really concerned about a mess, then I have a smaller blanket that I can like put as a covering over my bed to protect the rest of my bed that I actually sleep on from mess. And so that's what gets put on when guests come over.
Shield. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah. Now I need to hear your in-depth sleep
Oh no.
situation.
Okay. Mine are strange. Mine are all, like a little bit weird. I was poked fun at for one of my very strong opinions.
Okay, I will say feel comfortable sharing what you're sharing, and also what is the sleep normal sleeping routine? That is completely like
True, true.
what everyone is going to have weird quirks. So continue.
Okay, so I don't really think about the temperature. I prefer it a little chillier because I like a lot of blankets, but I also do not like to be cold. So just like a lot of blankets, you know, a ton of blankets, if you will. And I
Are
have to have,
these
I'm
like
sorry.
fuzzy blankets or like quilted, like more
So I
flat
have
material?
like all different blankets up there in my bed. I'm underneath my loft bed right now for those who cannot see. And so yes, a ton of like fuzzy blankets and like a comforter. And then I have like a quilt that I rarely use, but it's there just in case. So I am a blanket lover. So I will have my blankets. I will have my like water bottle because I have to have something to drink near me. And so I have like a water bottle that will not spill in my loft bed, and I put it on the edge of my loft bed in case it even does spill, because then it will go like downwards and not into my bed. I have to have it very close to me, because I get thirsty a lot. So now the controversial part. I don't sleep with a single pillow. No
Fascinating.
pillows.
Do you use, so then what do you use as padding for head, if anything?
Nothing.
You just like conk out? Do you sleep on your side? Do you sleep on your back?
Yes. I don't use a single pillow. I don't understand pillows. I have one. It typically ends up on my chair or like at the bottom of my bed because it just gets in the way. Another thing that I would like to say that makes my no pillow a little less weird is I am also a stomach sleeper. I can only
Okay.
sleep on my stomach. And so I feel like that makes it a little less strange. Only a little less strange though, because I'm not a pillow person, and I don't know when this happened. I don't think I've ever been a pillow person. I feel like I'm talking about pillow pets, but pillow people. I'm not a pillow lover. But I do like to ask people about their sleeping arrangements. It's a very interesting question. Oh, very major thing is I have to have a light on. I typically turn my like closet light on because I have like an eco-friendly light bulb in there, and so I'm like, keep that one on. And then I just like crack the door, and then I like go up onto my bed, and like if I can see, I can like fall asleep. And it's not like I'm afraid of what's in the dark. Like I'm not scared of something being in the dark. I just don't like it. And I don't know why. I wish I did.
Oh, very fascinating, because I was like, I want it pitch black. Like, I do not want to be able to see anything. Yeah, I was like, blinds all the way shut, no lights on, nothing.
I don't even have blinds on my window. I can
Interesting.
the light can come in. 'Cause I mean, I wake up early anyways, so I'm just like, wake me up. And like right now, I wake up when it's dark anyways, and so I am so excited for the sun to rise. Oh my goodness. I'm like waiting for it every morning. But I would love to hear other people's sleeping arrangements. So if you'd like to let us know, please do, because this is one of my favorite conversations to have. And it's very interesting.
So then you said waiting for the sunrise. Do you like have a like sunrise routine, like anticipating sunrise
Oh,
coming,
yeah.
like you do something special or
Yes.
to so that you can like be like drinking coffee or something fun during sunrise?
So, yes. So we have a mountain in our backyard. And so I will either hike up the mountain during sunrise and I can like watch the sunrise. It's beautiful. Or I will like go outside, and even no matter the weather, if it's snowing, I still do this. I just like sweep the snow off our table. I put my computer down and like I come out with a blanket and I'm just doing homework during the sunrise. Now, sometimes I go out when it's still dark and I'm like, what am I doing out here? But the problem is sometimes I have things to do and the sun will rise so late. So I'm just like, I'm waiting on you. Come on. And like, I don't know. The sunrise makes me feel so like I need to do something productive. Like it gives me like so much, like it gives me more energy than like any bit of caffeine. Even though like caffeine does not work for me. It gets me ready to do something. And so I always feel like I need to do something. And like, I love when I'm at ballet during sunrise, 'cause like you're dancing, there's windows, like you're, oh, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. Do you wake up before or after the sunrise?
It depends on the day. If I need to wake up before I typically wake up before the sunrise because I like to be fully awake for my 9 a.m. class. So I'm usually up at like 6. And so I can like kind of w like watch the sunrise from there, but other times I'll go to bed at like midnight and I'll wake up at noon, and get my 12 hours of sleep. And I don't mind either way, I'm gonna be honest.
I love like sometimes just getting a good amount of sleep is so nice and it's so worth it. Like I think there's such a shame around like go like sleeping until noon. Like it's so strange. Like sleep. If you need rest, rest.
Yeah, I know for me it's like a like I do not enjoy waking up at like 1 or 2 and then sunset is in 3 hours at like
It's
5, 6 o'clock.
the sunset
Cannot
is
handle that. Like that's what makes me feel bad is like sunset is when night starts and night for me is no productivity. Like nothing productive is happening at night unless I am like in a library
and
and I
I
have
know
to
some
like
people who work at night, and if it's the library thing, I have to go in when it's still light out and then come out and it be dark. Like I need like no noticeability of the dark, or else I am like ready to fall asleep and just like to not be productive. Like that's one of the reasons why I wake up so early, is because like I get so much more done if I wake up early. But that does also mean I have to go to bed at a decent time, which I struggle with a lot.
No, I was like, I have been struggling with the early morning wake-ups. And I used to be so good at it. I used to be so good at just going to bed at 9 o'clock.
Like in high school.
Yeah, like I was in bed by 9, 10, at latest like
I think
10:30
it's like
every
the
night.
routine of it all. Like you have to get up every single day. And I think like some people like just once they're in that routine, it's so much easier for them.
Yeah, I was like, now all of a sudden, like it'll be 11 o'clock before I know it. And that's just how it's gonna work.
I am not like, oh, good.
Oh, I was gonna ask. So if the sun gives you energy, how do you feel about just like laying there and sun tanning? Is this a thing you can do, like just like lay there and enjoy the sun?
I can. Although like my brain is like running. I'm like, I want to be productive right now. Because like as soon as I see the sun, I'm like, ooh, it's time to do something. Like it just gets me so excited. Like, I don't know why. Like it's I it could be like when I was in my old like Montessori school, we were like very big on like the sun like deciding our days for us, and like really like having like a hefty like reliance on like where the sun was to like what we were doing. And so I'm sure it comes from that. And so I think that like It was really like I just could I could suntan. I could just like lay out and like just enjoy myself. But I'd prefer to like do things because I get so much energy. I don't know like what I'd do with all that energy if I was like laying down. Like I definitely like unless I'm like hiking, because then if I like hike somewhere, I can like go up the mountain and I can stay there and then I can like just sit.
Yeah, that's interesting.
What is your like ideal weather? Like, are you a fan of the sun? Are you a fan of like the cold, rainy kind of thing? Like,
Okay, so I have really no preface as long as it's below 80 degrees.
I'm with I do not like absolutely wild heat. Like, honestly, I'd say anything over 75. Like, that might sound outrageous to some people. I just do
Oh.
not like. Like very like hot weather, I cannot like thrive in it.
Yeah, I was like, I will say though, like, I am craving for some 95 degree weather right about now. Like, I could really go for just like walking outside and I just start sweating. And like, that's just how it works.
Like
So, yeah, and it's nasty. But now that I don't have to worry about it, I kind of want it a little bit. Like, ch I can choose to have it now.
yeah, you can always go visit it.
I can go visit it or I can go to a sauna. And this is why I have figured out that I really enjoy saunas because I get to be really like super hot, like 110 degrees. I can stay in that for 5 hours, no problem.
110.
Yeah, I have before. You just make sure you have enough water. And then I can go out into the freezing cold. Amazing. The most
What
wonderful
temperature are
feeling.
your showers?
My showers are as hot as I can physically stand them. Like most often, my skin is like red for a
Oh my
good 30
goodness.
minutes afterwards.
Oh my
It's so
heavens. I
nice.
take freezing cold showers. Like as cold as I can get the shower, I will take it. Like I take ice baths for like enjoyment purposes. Like they feel so nice to me. I don't know why I cannot shower in a hot like shower, but they feel so nice. Like I feel so like happy after them, and like it is really like it's so pleasant. And I also think like I dance many, many hours, and so it just like it helps my limbs not hurt so badly. So, and like I think warm showers can be pleasant. I just like it doesn't give me the same like feeling like when I walk out, I'm like relaxed. But I know some people who like if they took a cold shower, they would be so uptight. Like it would do the opposite for them.
Yeah, I was like, I like take cold showers and have ice baths and I enjoy them, but like I'm not gonna choose to seek them out. Like I might get in a mood and be like, I'm gonna take a cold shower today. And they're like, for me, they're very energizing. They're very like, oh, like I've done something and I've just taken a cold shower, but I've done something and I can go do more stuff.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, Scott was mentioning a sauna and a post-sauna ice bath. That
Yes, this
sounds
does sound like the ideal situation.
because you could really cool off, and that just
Yeah.
sounds very nice. And then you can just bring your body back down to like a temperature that's normal.
Oh no, I would not bring it to a temperature that is normal. I'd be like going back like low. Like bring
Oh,
it like
you'd go as
I'd
low.
be like lowering core temperatures so that I am still like cold for the next 2 hours.
Oh my
Because
goodness.
I've just
I
got done being hot. I need to recover from that.
you need to recover. You need to be cold for a while. I like love I like absolutely dislike the feeling of being cold, but there's something about it when I chose to do it. Like if it's like my decision to be cold, like if I like get in an ice bath and like I'm like just getting out of the ice bath, I could be cold for like an hour and I would be perfectly fine with that. Like it's some I don't know, it's so strange because I'll walk outside in the snow and I'll be like get me out of here, and then I'll like go and take like an ice bath that's absolutely colder than the snow I just walked in. But something, because it was my own control, I'm fine with it.
Yeah. No, I don't like the mid temperatures. Like
I agree.
like 50 to like 60 degrees, where it's like if you start moving around a little bit, like you're gonna need to take all your layers off. But if you're just sitting there, you're gonna be shivering. Cannot stand those temperatures. Like you need to pick
Yes.
one.
That's how that's the temperature I feel that is Scott's house, because for those who don't know, Scott will just be like have a whole like blanket and like a sweater and like a vest on, and then like out of nowhere he's like taking it all off and has a shirt on. It's so frustrating when you can't like decide what temperature your body wants to be at. And when you go outside and have to like hang out outside and like the temperature is like swaying back and forth. And my least favorite thing is when it's like pretty out, like when it's like 50, 55, and it's really, really windy. Like this happened the other day and it was like 50-55. It was so nice out. Like we have not had a very pretty day here in quite some time. And we finally were having a really nice day. And so I was outside and the wind was so cold. It was so unfortunate, but I dealt with it.
Yeah, no, the wind is really what gets me. Like, I can stand 20, 10 degrees, but at the moment there's a breeze that starts, you are not going to catch me outside at
You
all.
are indoors.
I am indoors, or I am wearing like thermal tights and two layers of pants to go in like for a short walk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of the cold. I just sometimes like I'm really like not too much of a fan of the cold when I like don't want to be in the cold. Like when it's really early in the morning and I have to like go to class or something, I'm just like I want to get in the warm. I want to like be in a warm studio right now or something. Like I have the hardest time being cold in the morning. And I think it's because I just got out of like a warm bed and I want to be like back in the warmth.
Yeah, no, I was like, because I swam and swimming is an early morning sport, I would go warm bed in the winters, warm car with heated seats, run into the locker room, get changed, and then I would be like have to like psych myself up to jump into a freezing cold pool
Is
to
it
go
cold?
swim.
The
Yeah,
pool.
lap pools are usually like 70 degrees, 70, 80, somewhere in there. Like 80 is warm, and that's my pool is like considered a warmer pool. And I would swim in that, and then I would be good. And I would also be very up and awake.
So,
And
okay, when you get out of the pool, do you like the cold feeling? Like, or do you not feel cold because you've just been swimming?
Yes.
Okay, listen,
Well, that's part of it.
I don't really swim, like rarely ever, and I also like cannot like well swim well. Like I can't like just swim and swim and swim. I can like not drown. Like that is what I do. So like I don't know how swimming really warms your body up if you're actually good at it. So like please explain to me, do you feel warm?
Yeah, like you get like because our pool is like such a warm pool, like we would literally like be all red. We would go like open the doors to the outside of the like natatorium, and there would literally be like steam coming off of us.
Wow.
It's a very like pretty thing to watch, like steam just rising off from your body because you're like literally so hot. But yeah, you can get pretty warm. You also sweat while you swim, which is not something that people really think about because like you're in water, but you do sweat. And I know I can tell because like when I start sweating after I've been in a pool, you smell the chlorine again. And when I was swimming a lot, it would be very embarrassing because anytime I would like start to get a little bit nervous, I could feel my skin like release the chlorine, and then it would just smell like a pool, like in the 2 to 3 feet around me. And there have been times where people have been like, "Did someone just get out of a pool?" And I'm like, "No, I'm a swimmer. I just started, like, I got a little nervous. Sorry."
Okay, question, because I have swimmer friends, and some of them, especially the ex-swimmers who are like in college now and did not go into swimming, are obsessed with the smell of pools. Like it like takes them back and they just love it. Are you one of those people?
Yes, it is impossible not to be one of those people, partially because I firmly believe this. This is not scientifically proven, but I firmly believe that the mechanisms I'm about to say are scientific.
Okay.
There is, so the smell mostly comes from sulfur dioxide, which is harmful to your body, similar to the way that like drugs are harmful to your body. So I think it's like this paired, like a Pavlovian react, like response is what's going on. It's like you smell that and you get the endorphins from working out just like through the
That makes so much
response.
sense.
And
That
so
makes so
like
much sense.
it's such, and it's such like a comforting feeling because you're around it so often. Like when you swim, you're usually twice a day for an hour and a half during the week, and then at swim meets, you're also just like in the pool setting for like 12 hours. And so that's also a lot of your like socializing time as well, because you do nothing else. And so like that's just like the smell that like brings back good memories a lot of the time.
That is so cool.
Do you like, is there not like a particular smell to dance studios that you're like,
Okay, there is no smell to dance studios, but there are other smells. So, like, there are other smells in the world. So, like, point shoe glue, it's like jet glue. You glue your point shoes with that. A lot of people really dislike the smell. I love it because it makes me think of like having like new, nice shoes. What else is there? There is like, oh, hairspray. I've never met a dancer that does not like the smell of hairspray. We're so used to it, so I think it's just like something. And then I like grew up in the hospital, and so any time I walk into a hospital or like any sort of medical area and it smells like latex or like alcohol from hand
oh, yes, like
sanitizer.
rubbing alcohol. I love that smell.
I love it. It like reminds me of home because like most of my childhood was spent in the hospital and like loved my childhood so much. And so it just makes me so happy. I'm like, ooh. But yeah, like, do you have any other smells that you're like connected to like that?
I recently, so I discovered that I have a very intense connection with the Citrus and Sage Yankee Candle.
Oh.
They were a staple candle of my childhood. And so when I was a kid, like that, I distinctly remember like that is the candle that like when it was blown out at night, like I would stick my finger in it to see if it was still like and cover my finger on wax because it was still hot. And like it's so ingrained in my brain. And so I got it again just kind of like on a whim because my parents stopped getting them for some reason. And I like burned it the other night, and it was, yes, that candle. I
Oh my
have one.
goodness.
It's literally, oh,
They're so
on the shelf.
pretty.
They are. It's so it's the like big Amazon one at the top. Yes, that like glass one with like the glass topper is what I have, and it is such.
I am going to absolutely go to a store and look for this, and it will literally be like the smell of Eli. Like,
You can go to Walmart and like it's such a distinct smell for me too. Like it exists in my home as like a home smell. It smells so good.
oh my goodness, I love that. Okay, question for any viewers. A, sleeping arrangements. What do you have any like strong sleeping opinions? And B, do you like enjoy and or have smells that you are like very personally connected to and hold dear to you?
Yeah, and I think that is where we're gonna call it an episode, y'all. This has been fun. And yeah, that'll be it. Ending the recording sometime in the near future. Yep. That was good.
That was fun. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, Faith came in with the questions.
I really like, oh, I always have questions in my brain. I was thinking about asking you like previously about like the sleeping arrangements, 'cause I knew you had like something quirky about you, and you're like your heating unit is a very interesting part of you.